Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Baby Boomers Live Show. And I'll tell you, I feel like I just hung up the phone. You know, I mention this to people, and I think a lot of people agree with me. It's like you do something on a Monday, you know, say it's like we do our show. All right, we get done with the show, and we say goodbye, and I'm thinking, well, there's a week until the next show. And before you know it, it's Monday. I mean, the time goes so fast, it's unbelievable. And well, Reetha won't be with us today. She's working on another project. Good luck, Reetha, and whatever you're doing, and be careful out there. And I'll tell you, it's, you know, a lot of us baby boomers, and I know a lot of other people listen to the show, we just think our lives are changed because of our kids, because our kids get involved in things, and it has us go different places. But I'll tell you, with Eric, it's amazing. I've met so many people, so many interesting people. You know, I didn't think I'd be talking to, like, a lot of celebrities. We were with Rosie Greer down at the golf course and Richard Dreyfuss. You know, these are people, of course, if I didn't come out to California, I probably wouldn't have met them. But weekend-wise, we were at some really interesting events. We went to an event at the Parker's Gallery, and it was with a singer, Carmelita, and she sang the national anthem. It was a beautiful art gallery, and, I mean, these pictures were amazing. And she was, she actually had a military guard come out with her, and it was in recognition of Chow Young, amazing artist, and the people we met there. I mean, when Carmenita sung the national anthem, it was just amazing, her voice. And you're mixing and mingling with the different people, and Eric was recognized by Brad Sherman, a congressman. Well, turns out there was a lady, a congress lady, Janice Hahn, and she was talking to Eric, and they both knew Brad Sherman. And we met an old friend of Eric's, Mary Ellen Bloomingdale, who often goes to these kind of events, and she goes to a lot of charities. And she always has her big poodle with her. Very, very nice, very nice person. And it's just that, you know, you...
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
It's just like I was saying, you go to these events, and it's really interesting, and the people you meet. And hot topic-wise, well, you know, I had several hot topics I want to talk about, but I just wanted to touch on base here with Eric and I went to another event. It was we met with a gentleman by the name of Samuel Maloof, also known as Sammy. And we went out to a speed shop, and as I walked in, I can say I was a little bit surprised. I saw a dozen beautiful high performance vintage American cars sitting in his at least a dozen of them sitting in his shop. But what I felt was the power and performance there. It was Sam himself was delivering a message that, you know, I didn't expect this. He was giving a sermon in his auto shop there. For the high performance cars, you know, they're all sitting around and in a circle, and in the middle was 60 or 70 people. Well, there was Sam speaking in front of a group of, like I say, there had to have been over 60, 70 people there. And he was, you know, preaching and giving his word. It was so powerful. It resembled the power of the engines I saw, you know, that I saw in his shop. Very powerful message. The people were spellbound, and in a word I could use, I saw the faces of those listening as really being spellbound. He does not just ramble on. He gets right to the point, and he's got a lot of passion in what he says for God's word. And, you know, he's really a person to be admired. And then he lives and breathes his message, and you could see it in the people that are around him. And as far as what he does, he takes very serious. And it's very meticulous what he, you know, in his work. All right. What he does is high-performance vehicles. And he builds these cars. And he also, he's in movies. You know, you see him in a lot of hit box office movies. And the way he works with these cars and how he transforms whatever he's doing into a stunt show, it's just amazing the way, you know. And his particular car he has, it's an older Camaro. He moves that car around like a professional billiard player moves the cue ball around. So, and you know, the message he has and his magazine, Winning on the Race of Life, his faith is spread throughout all of this. So, you know, props to you. I give Sammy, and none of this, he doesn't even know I'm doing this on the show, but I'm just very impressed by this gentleman. He definitely deserves an honorable mention in my eyes. So there you go, Sammy. I think you're quite a guy, and I could tell by the Blue influence and your cars. It's a beautiful shop. So moving along here.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Okay, we're back. And anyway, it was just an amazing weekend with Sammy and so, you know, the artist, it just really got me, you know, Carmelita and everybody. But we have someone that's, in fact, I was talking to him at the event, and it's a very special guest calling in today. I talked to him for a while, and he's a real inspiration. He inspires not only those in the position of, let me put it this way. The guy is just an amazing gentleman. He's had quite a life. He's had a lot put on his back. He inspires those in the world of, if they've been handicapped. And let me just get him on now. Jerry O'Brien. Jerry, you on with us today?
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Jerry, I'm just kind of dumbfounded. I just had, there's just so much on you that, talking about inspiration, not just to the people that are listening to the show and those that are handicapped, but just everyone. You've had, you were on your own at such a young age, and I think it was 15 or so you mentioned to me.
Yes, I was.
And everything you went through, and then your injury with your back injury that was so traumatic, and it put you in a wheelchair, and from there, you just didn't give up. You didn't just throw in the towel. You're continuing on with your all your, you know, the things you're working with and the goals you have. You want to tell us a little bit about some of your goals?
Yeah, thank you, Jim. One of the things I see as it took me a while to get there, but my wheelchair, I'm not attached to it. So I tell everybody I use a wheelchair. I'm not in a wheelchair. And the wheelchair is just a mobility device to get me to be the best, most successful person that I could be. I have a lower back injury, so I fall a lot. So instead of taking some really traumatic falls and possibly ending up with some kind of major, major, major injury besides what I already have, I've decided with my doctor's advice to use a power wheelchair and a manual wheelchair at times.
Okay.
And that allows me to be very successful in what I do.
Well, that's, you know, you, when I was talking to you, now, you're working on a project, and it's to get a bill passed, is that correct?
Actually, there's several things I'm working on. One of the things that I'll just hint on is that I am founding a voter, a .com and a movement to get out more of the disabled and ailing elderly vote. And that's going to be announced at a later date because it's big. And I think that just like Rock the Vote was a movement and it became really huge, I think this next chapter could be as big, and it will be set up as a nonprofit.
Okay. And it's now when you you work with, I saw you at the Carson event out there, and you know, we had the wheelchair a basketball team and everything. Now, we were talking at Sammy's shop, and we mentioned the fact that there's a lot of individuals that really don't get out like you do, and they become a little introverted, and it takes somebody like you to and listening to your motivation to get them out, because there is still a large percentage who don't get involved in a lot of this and basically just stay home, correct?
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, we have some great organizations out there like Triumph Foundation, Push Rim, and other nonprofits, Miss Wheelchair California Pageant Inc., that go out in the community and actually mentor and support people newly injured and people with old injuries that just didn't have the resources that we have today or weren't plugged into that. So we're very grateful. I'm grateful for the nonprofits and the businesses that I work with because they give back in such a big way. I mean, I got a phone call one day from a nonprofit organization I work with. They said, Jerry, I've got this guy who is recently injured. He's been waiting and waiting and waiting for a power wheelchair. He wants to be able to get out of the house. Can you help me? Knowing the resources that I have at my disposal, I was able to make a few phone calls, and within a few weeks, we had that gentleman in a newer power wheelchair, and he was able to now get out of the house.
Wow.
The reason why I'm working on a voting thing that will yet to be announced as a nonprofit, we working on that because so many people with disabilities cannot get into the polling places in some cities and states.
You mentioned we were talking about that. That's amazing, some of these facts you gave me. Now, talk about that a little bit. You know, they and touch on this at all. You're saying that sometimes their votes don't seem to, you know, they can't make it there, and the voting at home isn't inputted the same way or something like that?
Well, I think that it's more how people perceive and believe the mail-in voting process in America. It's not seen as your vote in some cases. I'm not saying everybody, but people I've talked with said, you know, I don't think my vote's even being counted as a mail-in ballot. If I was able to get to the polling place and actually have cast my vote in person, then maybe my vote would be counted. So they a lot of people look at this as an unfair injustice to those with disabilities. And those that are in an assisted living facility, at times their vote just doesn't even get cast, even a mail-in ballot, for different reasons. So we definitely have a problem here in America where the disabled vote and the aging vote that have less mobility are not being counted properly. So we feel now that there needs to be a movement. This year, we're 25 years since it's our 25th anniversary for the Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA. And so we fight to under the ADA to break down barriers, those physical and those educational barriers, to teach people that we're inclusive. We're productive members of society, and we could be CEOs of companies. You could be driving down the road tomorrow and be the president of Apple and have a bad car accident, and next thing you know, you now find yourself in the disability community. Okay?
Yeah,
And we want to support you.
And, you know, my major at Cal State Fullerton was special ed, and I work with, in fact, a thesis I did was on the after effects of alternative stuttering therapy, which turned out to be a complicated study, but I got through it. But what I learned was there's a lot of people, like in this world of stuttering or whatever, they have so many talents, but people overlook them because they can't get their point across fast enough. And you were mentioning to me that you even ran into some of that with the learning disorder and so on, and they kind of wrote you off as someone who, maybe he's not up to par. And needless to say, from talking to you, you could be the CEO of Chase or something because you're a pretty sharp guy. So touch on that a little bit because you got through that from the, you know, some of the comments you heard, correct?
Right. Well, about 19 years old, I met a gentleman that was a college professor at Manhattan College in Riverdale, the Bronx. And he had said to me, we were talking about life stories and things like that. And I said, you know, I'm just stupid. I can't read and I can't write. I can barely write. And I can't read anything over like a five-letter word. And I reverse numbers and I always screw up numbers. And he said, you know what? He said, I think you may have a learning disability. And I said, well, I was in special ed all my life, so newsflash, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. And he says, no, have you ever heard of dyslexia? And I said, Dix what? And he said,
how do you spell that?
Right, how do you spell that? So he told me, and he said, now, can you read this for me? And he pulled out one of his books, because he was a published author, and showed me, to had me read the stuff. And then he said, and these numbers, he goes, can you read these numbers back to me? So I read them. And he goes, you know, I think you have a severe case of dyslexia. He said, buy a newspaper every day and start reading it. And I said, okay, great. So I think it was for about a year, I read the newspaper every morning and started, you know, realizing how to get past the dyslexia. And we've got a lot of celebrities here in Hollywood that have overcome dyslexia completely.
And you've dealt with celebrities. You've because you're in the mix all the time. You've worked with a lot of celebrities in different situations. And
I'm at a lot of events.
Yeah. We see you a lot. You're like I said, it sounds corny, but you know it's true. You are an inspiration because a lot of the people they kind of give up. They think, well, I'm in this position. They're just gonna, you know, they fall into the depressed mode, and it's not just like. If you remember, we were talking yesterday. The hidden factor? It's not just something you see. You may not see him in a wheelchair and that, but it could be some kind of mental issue, you know.
That's invisible disabilities.
And
I tell people, you can see me as an inspiration if that's going to take you somewhere closer to overcoming adversity and using that for your benefit. And a lot of people throw out, oh, man, wow, look at that guy in a wheelchair. He can't even use his arms. He's using a sip and puff straw. Wow, that's amazing. He's an inspiration. Well, the real inspiration, if you see inspiration in anything that we do in the disability community and it makes you a better person, then you know what? Call me an inspiration all day long.
Yeah.
I look at it as that I've been given a few obstacles to overcome in life, and
just
I'm overcoming them.
Yeah.
Just a few, and I'm overcoming them and making the world a better place. And invisible disabilities are the most misunderstood and most discriminated group of people in the disability community and the able community. People don't understand when someone parks in a handicapped spot that they may have an invisible disability, like a heart condition, and they may just get out of their car if they parked 30 steps back, then they may just have just drop. So there's so many. Autism is one of the most misunderstood as well of it.
Yeah,
and
then
so,
and the people are bypassed. You know, it's like the general public. You know, you don't see a lot of the handicapped around because a lot of them kind of stay on the sidelines. They stay at home. They go shopping late. They don't want to be out in public. But I'll tell you, the stories and the strength of some of these people. You know, the conversation. And like Jerry, let's touch on a little bit the young lady that when I was talking to you over at the Carson situation. She had rowed her boat across the ocean. Well, maybe not rowed, but however, you
yes,
know.
She rowed it. Uh-huh. That was Angela Madsen.
Angela Madsen. We had her. Can you believe that?
She is amazing. She's one of my dearest friends. And she was a veteran. She is a veteran. And ended up
touching
homeless.
That, Jerry. Touching that. Didn't she cross a large section? I think she crossed part of the ocean, didn't she? Several times?
She went. Her last trip was from Long Beach to Hawaii, and not 100% sure, but I think it was, I'm not even going to quote how many days it was. It took her about a month to do so with one other rower with her, and she's been the only boat that was allowed to row around into Pearl Harbor. So
that's amazing. And you know, this Jerry, you and I were standing next to this boat, and it's not a big boat. And
no,
I had a boat there for a while that I finally got rid of because I never used it. Always had problems with the engine, and I had to think twice if I was going to go to Catalina,
right.
Let alone going to Hawaii. And I think there was trips even farther than that she made. And I asked her, I said, would you be willing? Because, you know, she had stories where these big waves had knocked her boat over and everything. And they saw sharks out there, so on and so forth, cold water. And I said, would you ever do this again? Because she survived all that. And she goes, oh, yeah, I plan on doing it again. Wow, you know.
Well, this last time she was very successful with going to Hawaii. The time before that she attempted the same trip and ran into a storm and
yeah.
had to be rescued at sea. And when the Coast Guard was trying to rescue, a container ship tried to do the rescue first, and they ran over her boat. And thank God it's a rowboat that's encapsulated, so she could close off to the outside and put herself in one of those cubicles they call and just lock herself in. And so she was saved, but her boat was actually hit by a container ship during that
wow.
rescue.
Jerry, can you hold on and stay
yes.
with us a little bit? Because there's just so much that's interesting. Some of the events you've been to, some of the charities, some of the younger people that you've dealt with, some of the veterans. So we're going to go to a little break, but hold on there, and I want to talk to you more, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's ASCENTExpo.com.
License Hall.
For how to roll the easy way.
License Hall.
For how to roll the easy way.
License Hall.
For how to roll the easy way.
License Hall.
For how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Wow. Jerry.
Yes.
You know, it's exciting, you know, and, you know, I've seen you at several events, and now let's cut back into what we're talking about. Now, there's just so much. We got to have you on again, you know, that's the bottom line. But,
there's so many questions I have for you. I wanted to let your listeners know that Angela Madsen's book is available on Amazon that talks all about her endeavors, her life story and things. It's called Rowing Against the Wind.
Right. And, she's an amazing lady. We're going to have her on again for sure. Now, Jerry, the Ascent Expo, the Ascent going up. We're going to see you at the Expo coming up on the 28th, 29th, and on the 1st. February,
this is
only
an amazing, amazing event. I'm so grateful that your son, Eric Zulli, has invited me to participate in this event. I am launching my company that I've been working really hard on developing over the last 9 months. And so it's called networkeronwheels.com. And okay. It's a breakthrough networking website that gives back by providing abled and disabled businesses and nonprofits that give back to the community free thumbnail advertising.
Wow, that is easy. So you're kind of keeping up with the tech.
I am a little bit. I actually don't do a lot of things on the computer. Everyone asks me when I'm going to start liking the computer, and I say when it makes me my first million. And so, I'm a little behind. I just started a Twitter account, Networker on Wii, WHEE, and trying to keep up a little bit.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job because there's a lot on your plate. But now we have Ascent, the easy way, and Eric definitely keeps up with, all the tech and everything, and we've got a lot of sponsors coming our way, and Sammy's going to be coming down, and boy, I'll tell you, the list is getting bigger, and this is really blowing up. It's going to be, I think, one of the, you know, there's a lot of expos. I mean, you go to the Pet Expo, you go to the Fashion Expo, and, you know, you see the booths. This is going to be a totally different type of expo, and they gave Eric his own section, which you know. And it's going to be Easy Street and the Easy Way area and his own stage. And so, I mean, you have professionals, you have marketing people, you have CEOs coming down and performances, top-notch speakers, people like yourself. This is going to be plain old-fashioned exciting, you know. And I'm not just saying this to promote this. You know, I'm hearing this stuff on the phone, and I've been to expos. And it's like, wow, this isn't your average expo. There's going to be a ton of stuff here and you know, all kinds of advertising and all kinds of marketing and people mixing and mingling and the performances. And, you know, it's good for business. And
Exactly. It's the first annual. And so I'm so excited. I mean, the lineup of people that they're bringing to be announced that I've heard a little behind the scenes on is just amazing. I mean, the talent that's going to be at that expo is going to be unlike any other in Hollywood, any other in New York, anything that anyone's seen before. And it's the first annual, people. This means it's going to be every year. And
yep.
So, and as it becomes every year, you're going to be hearing more and more and more about it as the place to be, the place to network. And
I can't see anything outdoing this, exactly. And, you know, I spent some time talking to you, and I'll be spending some time with you on other. We want to go to the Easy Way app because, Jerry, you know, this app stuff is beyond me. But from what I hear and from the responses I'm getting, the app is just something that's amazing. It's a must. It's a must-have. And you want to go to Easy Way Broadcasting fan page, Facebook, the like page. And, you know, I'm learning. It's Aretha's good with the tech stuff, and I listen to her little reports and tech time. And, you know, people like me normally would be sitting around, and I'd be going, eh, because, like I said, I'm the type of person who's still amazed by the television. But with all this new technology, you guys, and with what you're doing, you can connect with people. Like with Eric, he connects. When he pushes buttons, people find out it changes their life. You know, when somebody wants to be promoted, he does his hashtags and all his stuff. You know, there's millions of little things. I've seen people in meetings literally put their hands on their forehead and step back and are amazed, saying that I need to write this down. I need to, you know, record this. What he's saying is, you know, it's this technology stuff and the cutting edge. So we're looking forward to seeing you over there. And sent the Easy Way. And give us your information again on how we can contact you.
NetworkerOnWheels.com on the internet. And then on Twitter, it's NetworkerOnWe. Instead of Wheels, it's WHEE. And like I said, this is Abled and Disabled, United for Change. And this .com, you're going to be wanting to keep your eye on because, let me tell you, the plans we have for the future is huge. You will be seeing it everywhere. So come down to the Accent Expo, and then we're also launching a week later at the Convention Center with the Abilities Expo, which is free admission as well. That's cutting-edge products for everybody. Most people don't realize that within 10 years, approximately, they'll have somebody either in their family from aging or a disability that needs these products. So you need to get out there and see it.
And you know, another little treat, we had Adam Cook. He was an award-winning director. And, you know, I was a fan of what he did, the Wormhole on TV. He produced that, and he was down at the event with us the other day. And, you know, we can go to the Easy Way Broadcasting fan page, Facebook, the like page, and see all the stuff that we're talking about. And it is exciting, you know, Jerry, it is. All the stuff that's going on, all the stuff you're doing, and we want to help you. And we're looking forward to seeing you down there. But I think we're kind of running out of time here, so we're going to say we're going to sign off. And, Jerry, looking forward to talking to you. I'll be talking to you before the event. But I want to thank you for coming on the show. You're a great guy. You are an inspiration. I know it, like I said, old-fashioned word, but you are. So we'll be talking to you then. And everyone, thanks for coming on. And, Aretha, I hope it's going good for you today. Take care of yourself, and we'll be talking to you next week. And but everybody, remember, you have to keep busy. You have to keep thinking positive. I know it all sounds corny stuff, but it is. You just have to keep involved. Be involved. Meet people. It's fun when you meet people because there's so many interesting people out there. So I'll say goodbye until next Monday, guys.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a Baby Boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.